The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. One of life's greatest pleasures that a priest rarely enjoys is close friendship, and that for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it is because most priests do not get married, and so we do not enjoy the friendship and intimacy of a spouse. But that also has a beautiful blessing of keeping priests close to their mothers. Why? Simple. A priest's mother does not have to compete with a daughter-in-law. Keep that in mind, all you moms, when your son starts thinking about being a priest. Priests are close to their mothers, like Jesus was to Mary. Another cause of the lack of close companionship for priests is because priests are moved from parish to parish, and sometimes rather frequently. We hesitate, therefore, to get close to people for fear that we will have to leave them soon. Priests tend to keep people at arm's length. And a third reason it's hard to be a priest's friend is because he is a mystery to himself and therefore to others. A priest is neither fish nor fowl. He is in this world, but he is not of this world. He is celibate, but he is married to the church. Archbishop Fulton Sheen once characterized this conundrum by saying, "It has been said of priests that if they shoot golf under 80, there is something wrong with their priesthood. If they shoot golf over 80, there's something wrong with their golf." A priest's life is perfectly summarized by that ironic adage, "You can't win for losing." A priest is sort of a square circle, and it's hard to be best friends with an enigma. This is why Jesus' close friendship with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus was so remarkable and rare. They are best friends with the eternal enigma. Today's gospel from Luke chapter 10 shows one of the many instances Jesus visits his close friends, Martha and Mary, in Bethany, which was a small town about 2 miles east of Jerusalem. On this occasion, in Luke chapter 10, Jesus seems to scold Martha and praise Mary for choosing the better part. But this was not the only time our Lord lounged in Bethany. In John chapter 11, Jesus visits Martha and Mary shortly after Lazarus has died and performs the mighty miracle of raising their brother from the dead. But shockingly, even scandalously, do you recall how Jesus waited for Lazarus to die before he arrived in Bethany? We read in John chapter 11, verse 6, "So when Jesus heard that Lazarus was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was." No wonder it's hard to be best friends with a priest, Sometimes he doesn't show up until after your brother has died. The last time Jesus visits Bethany, with now Lazarus Reed of Evis present, was at the last Passover, before Palm Sunday. On that occasion, Mary took a jar of perfumed oil and anointed Jesus' feet, preparing him for his death and burial. It's hard to be best friends with a priest, especially when it's time to say goodbye to him. My friends, one of the things that this pandemic has highlighted is how precious our close friends are. It's highlighted it by contrast. Many people have been stuck at home and unable to visit family and friends like they used to. Absence has made the heart grow fonder and taught us how much we need our friends who add meaning and magic to our lives. Dinners together, tailgate before a football game, camping trips with your friends have all been put on hold. As you try to stay in touch with your family and your friends, try to reach out to your priest friends as well. Maybe you are blessed to be a modern-day Bethany for some modern-day priest where he can come and rest from his apostolic activities. But remember, he may not always come when you call him, even if your brother is deathly ill. A priest is a mystery to others because he is a mystery to himself. It is hard to be best friends with an enigma. The main thing you have to keep an eye on about a priest is if his golf game is getting too good. Praised be Jesus Christ.